Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The Garden Report is powered by Prize Picks, the exclusive daily fantasy partner of the CLNS Media Network.
Hey, Bobby Manning here. Welcome to the Garden Report from Washington, D.C., a short Celtics road trip filled with rest. No Derek White, no Jalen Brown, as well as Kristaps Porzingis missing his fifth straight game. He traveled with the team, worked out a little bit today, but he remains out. His status possible for Monday's back-to-back game against the Pistons, but first, Celtics beat the Wizards 130-104, led by as many as 36 points, went up by almost 30 in the second quarter, Noah, and big reason for that, outbreak by Sam Hauser, 7-for-8 from three in that first half. Players, coaches starting to think about history there. From a Celtics perspective, 11 being the record for Marcus Smart, and then maybe an NBA record falling tonight, 14 by Klay Thompson, who I believe did it in a similar time span. Hauser was pushing in that direction early in the third quarter with back-to-back makes, but fell injured on the next try in the corner, stepping on Tyus Jones' foot alongside the bench. He left for the game with a left ankle sprain. Did not return, so he finishes 10-13, ties Jalen Brown for second in Celtics history in threes, but he doesn't get Marcus's record, and it looked like he was going to tonight.
It did look like he was going to, and I know we've seen people look like they're going to and not actually get there, so it's not like it was a sure thing, but I mean, the main thing is that he was getting really good looks within the offense, and I don't think the Wizards were making the right adjustments defensively to take him out. Like, normally when you see a guy hit 10 of 12 threes, they're not even able to catch the ball. He was catching the ball where he wanted it. He was comfortably getting space. So I think he would have gotten it, honestly, which would have been really fun and you know, a cool story for tonight. Obviously, you hate to see him go down, and hopefully it's not something serious. Hopefully it's not something that lasts more than a couple of days. Pretty cool moment, I thought, when he walked out to a kind of standing ovation here at Capital One Arena. Not every day that you have such an applause for an away game, but he was really kind of, you know, putting on a show for this you know, predominantly Celtics crowd here.
Here's Joe Mazzulla talking about Sam and the injury after the game.
Haven't heard anything. I know he was getting like just an X-ray after the game, so we'll find out. I think it was cautionary X-ray was what they said. So
up until that point, how incredible was his game?
Yeah, it was great. Loved his confidence. Loved his aggressiveness. Loved how guys looked for him, and I love how he got his shots within the flow of our execution. And that's the weapon that he is. You know, his ability to just put two on the ball, his ability to create open shots for himself and for other people. So it was fun to watch him shoot him. It was fun to watch his guys look for him.
So X-rays to come, that's a little different. Usually, especially a guy who went down early in the third quarter, you would have thought would have X-rays by then. So we'll see what that means. Jason Tatum said after the game that he seemed okay, but could be some time off for Hauser here. You have to think at the very least he's going to be out tomorrow with some swelling or whatever else he's going to have to deal with here. Getting on a plane tonight doesn't help either with a sprain. Definitely not a major injury here, I would say. He did walk off on his own power to some degree. He was limping, but nothing you would think would sideline him for a massive amount of time. But depending on how long he misses here, how much are the Celtics going to miss him, especially as they balance rest and other things down the stretch of the season?
Yeah, to me, the biggest frustration with this is the fact that he was shooting really well and he was playing really well.
Yeah.
And you hate to disrupt a shooter's rhythm like that. So that kind of sucks on that front of disrupting him. And now he's going to maybe miss a few weeks and come back. I think he should be ready for the playoffs. This doesn't seem to me like a long-term ankle sprain, just based on the injury and also how he walked off on his own accord and didn't seem to be too concerned. But they'll miss him. I mean, he's been, one of the most reliable guys off the bench all year. You know, him, Pritchard, Al, Cornette, all four of those guys are really important to what this team is trying to do. But also it opens the opportunity for someone like Svi Mykhailiuk, who we really haven't seen much from him this season. You know, he gets a chance maybe now to get a few minutes or maybe more time for Roche Brissett. So, this is a really deep team. We're seeing that right now. We're seeing how Delano Banton is doing, playing for Portland. So, on the bright side, I think at the very least it gives somebody else a chance to make an impact. And I'm sure that whoever that person is will step up.
Yeah, and Svi I thought Parsley brought here as some Hauser insurance in case that didn't go well to start the year. He goes 3-6 in this one, playing some more minutes. He was in that first rotation off the bench as well. So he can hit threes, similar to how Hauser does. It's the defense that separates those two. Tillman, too, part of the dynamic, I think. He and Cornette playing this game. Solid outing for Tillman, +8. But still looking for that offense. He shot 3 threes tonight, missed them all. I think that puts him at 2-7 from deep since he joined the team here. So he's figuring out where he's going to fit in offensively. They're running a ton of double bigs. I think that's probably what they'll do to some degree, too. If Hauser's out, play bigger, use all those centers. Horford's, of course, going to miss tomorrow night, so you don't have him in the mix there. But you could start to see some larger lineups, and it feels like the Celtics really want to play that way into the playoffs even.
Yeah, and you have Keita here for insurance, too. So, you know, if we don't have Horford or Porzingis tomorrow, you know, we'll see Keita probably get some minutes, help Tillman out a little bit. But I thought, I mean, all things considered, how little time he spent with his team defensively, I think he's really assimilated quite well. And Joe mentioned at practice on Friday that, you know, they wanted to give him a couple of weeks to learn the system. And you can see that he looks pretty comfortable out there for a guy that's a, you know, trade deadline acquisition. And offensively, I think you kind of knew what you were getting. You know, it was never really going to be a strength, at least not right away. But I thought, again, he had another night where he just looked like he was comfortable and kind of fit within the flow of this group.
Everything came easy to the Celtics in this one, going against a Wizards lineup like that. Only 4 wins here in this building all year for Washington. Saw Patrick Baldwin, former Celtic Justin Champagne started, Quan Holmes, all the regulars basically sitting on the bench here for the Wizards. And unfortunately, one of them, Matthias Jones, caught Hauser's foot, and he goes down. In this one, we'll have more tomorrow from Boston. Celtics going against the Pistons on the second half of a back-to-back. We'll see who sits that game. Jason Tatum had some comments about rest after this game as well. You can go check those on CLNS Media. More coverage and highlights from here in D.C. As Noah mentioned, a massive Celtics crowd, maybe the biggest we've ever seen outside of TD Garden here. So we'll have some highlights of that. And Porzingis working out before the game over on Celtics All Access as well. And that's it for us here in Washington, D.C. Noah Dalzell, Celtics blog. Check her out there, CelticsBlog.com. Check out CLNSMedia.com as well. I'm Bobby Manning. This has been the Garden Report. Celtics beat the Wizards, win their fifth straight, 130-104.
Testing my skills on Prize Picks this season is the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $1,000 with just a few taps. Use the code CLNS for the first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.